A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Yud Dalid, Tamura 14a, pagination is 27. We have the privilege of starting the second perek of the Masechta. The Mishnah states, Yesh b'karbanos yachid, she'ein b'karbanos hatzibur. There are unique situations by a private person's karban that do not exist by a communal karban. And there are unique qualities by a communal karban that do not exist by the private karban. That's the title, so to speak, the introductory statement of the Mishnah. We're at the very top of the page, up to the third line now. And this contrast is common in Talmudic literature. Mishnayos often give you a title and enable us to kind of format what the Mishnah is going to be introducing. So the Mishnah begins with what's unique about a private karban. Shekarbanos hayachid osin tamura. A private karban, you could effect a tamura. This, as we've been discussing throughout the Masechta, is very unique. You're not allowed to. It's a prohibition. But our point here is that it will be effective. It will make the exchange animal also kodesh. Ve'en karbanos hatzibur osin tamura. But a communal karban, a partnership karban, is not going to have tamura apply to it. We mentioned, I believe it was yesterday, the Rambam's wording, it's still prohibited to do it. It's not like it just doesn't do anything, but it's not going to affect the second karban to be kodesh as well. Another distinction. Karbanos hayachid noagos bein bezuchorim bein benekevos. Private karbanos can be male or female. Sometimes it's required to be one or the other. There's the classic joke, what happens if a Karban Pesach gives birth before Shechita in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer, of course, is you have a problem because a Karban Pesach has to be a male. Sometimes it is distinctive as to what type of karban it's supposed to be. But there are karbanos that will be male or female when it comes to a karban yachid. The karbanos hatzibur ein noagin ela bezucharim. But communal karbanos are only male. And Rashi does the calculation. Typically, it's a karban ola, which has to be a zachar, and even when it's other karbanos, male is identified as a requirement by communal karbanos. Another distinction. Karbanos hayachid chayavin ba'achrayuson. A private karban, at least sometimes or often, even if you miss the proper time, you will still have to bring it. V'karbanos hatzibur ein chayavin ba'achrayuson. But communal karbanos have a time orientation, and if you miss it, you don't bring it. If it's supposed to be brought on a specific holiday, for example, you miss the holiday, you're not going to bring it. Whereas by a private person's karban, Rashi gives the example of karbanos mitzora. The mitzora, as he's going through his purification process, if he misses the eighth day, yachal lahakrivo la'achar zman, there still will be opportunity for him to bring his karban. The Mishnah now does the contrast. Second wide line. Yesh b'karbanos hatzibur masha'im b'karbanos yach. There are unique qualities about communal karbanos that don't exist by the private karban. Shekarbanos hatzibur dochin es haShabbos. a communal karban will push away Shabbos, ve'es ha-toma, and toma. If there's no recourse to bring the karban in a tahar fashion, so toma hutra betzibur or dechuya betzibur, toma will be pushed away if it's a communal karban. V'karbanos yachid einan dochos loas ha-shabbos v'loas ha-toma, and a private karban will not push away Shabbos or toma. And this statement from the Tanna Kamma is often quoted and is typically true, but we have a dissenting opinion here, which might not even be a dissenting opinion. It might even be a clarifying opinion, and the Tanna Kamma agrees. Amar Rab Meir says that's not really the distinction, and that's not the driving force in what makes something distinctive. Because Rab Meir is going to point out that some karbanos that we may personally be thinking of as karbanos tzibur, because they're grouped together, like on Yom Kippur, they're brought by the Kohen Gadol, but essentially they're private karbanos. And they are going to push away Shabbos and Tuma. Amar Rab Meir says, V'alo chavite Kohen Gadol, the daily offering of the Kohen Gadol, uparashal Yom HaKippurim, and the offering that's brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that's bought from his own personal money, karbanos hayachid hein, their private karbanos, V'dochenes Shabbos v'satoma, and they do push away Shabbos and Toma, and they get brought even if it's Shabbos and even if there was Toma. Ela, says Reb Meir, shezmano kavua. The key over here is not if it's communal or private. The key is that there's a designated day that it must be brought. And that's the driving force to push away Shabbos and Toma, and therefore Reb Meir holds this is not a distinction that should be brought under the title of contrast Yachid and Tzibur. There is discussion whether Karban Pesach should also be listed in this statement of Reb Meir objecting to the contrast, because a Karban Pesach might be viewed as a private offering, and it also pushes away Shabbos. So we can discuss that. It's a Gemara in Yuma, which we're doing in a different series, where the Gemara responds that the way it's being done by everybody at once, it has a status of a Karban Tzibur, in which case it wouldn't be something that Reb Meir would use as a specific objection. But the Par Kohen Gadol, Reb Meir identifies as an individual's Karban, which would push away Shabbos and Tuma, and therefore Zmano Kavua, designated time, is the key concept that we should be remembering as to why something pushes away Shabbos and Tuma. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.